أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفه نفسه ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين. This ayat we had discussed before, and the first part of the ayat, that after Allah explained the Millat Ibrahim, the beautiful way of life, the traditional life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَمْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ, who is it who will turn away from the Millat Ibrahim, from the tradition and the way of life of Ibrahim, إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَا نَفْسَهُ, but that person, only that person who is safiya, who is a stupid and idiot, that person will turn away from that way of life. Because Allah had chosen that perfect way of life, and Allah gave its perfection and completion, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that like a beautiful palace was built, and one brick was left to complete that palace, and I am that brick, and I have completed that palace. So this beautiful, huge edifice of Islam is that perfect way of life, which is Millat Ibrahim also. So nobody will turn away from such a life, but a person who cannot, who only wants to harm himself also, harm other people also, harm his dunya also, harm his akhirat also, only such a person will turn away from such a perfect and correct way of life. And further, Allah Ta'ala says with regard to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا, اور بے شک ہم نے ان کو منتخب کیا دنیا میں, and undoubtedly we chose him in this dunya, we made him our prize person, Imam al-Anbiya, we made Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, so who is the choicest person in the eyes of Allah, and the deen that Allah had given to him is the most superior, and whoever will submit to that way of life, he will also become superior in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. And to whatever extent one iota, one little bit a person turns away from Millat Ibrahim, from the true deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so much that person brings idiocy and stupidity in his life, in his deen, in everything of his. We should follow that deen perfectly. That should be our goal and ambition. We are human, we are weak, we do falter, but our object must be to follow that perfect deen, and not as presently with the Taliban is trying to establish Sharia law, and how the enemies are the enemies. But how many of our people also say they are taking us backwards in life? They are taking us back to the Stone Age, etc. That is totally wrong. This perfect way of life, that is what they are trying to take us to. And that is what we all must have as our object, to go to that perfect way of life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, where we falter, we must make tawbah and istighfar. But our niyat must be, and in there we shouldn't falter at all, that we want that perfect way of life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, اور وہ آخرت میں نیکوں میں سے ہے. And he is in the آخرہ, undoubtedly amongst the صالحین. صلاح is that perfect way of life in which there is no crookedness, in which there is nothing which is weak, which is wrong in any way. It is a perfect way of life, salah. And it is the opposite of fasad. That is, as the amount of salah there isn't in a thing, there will be so much fasad in that thing. So we have to have that perfect, at least our niyat must be for that complete and perfect way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. If in our hearts also we feel that we can't follow that perfect way of life, that will be a great wrong and great, which Allah says that person is man safiha nafsa, who is doing, who is a stupid and idiot, that we feel and we think that that way of life is not perfect, and we have to fit in. Unfortunately, we can see the great idiocy and stupidity of it. If we don't follow that way, then we'll have to follow a modern Western way of life, American way of life, which is filled with dirt and filth completely. They are the biggest terrorists in the world, they are the biggest oppressors in the world, and they are the ones who cause all the harm. If we don't follow that Millat Ibrahim, that pure deen of Islam, which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also gave us, then we will have this filthy way of life. Whether it is in anything, whether it is in our dressing, whether it is in our bedroom life or our lounge life, whether it is in our private lives of our home or our public lives outside, in whatever it is, if we don't have that in our life, we will have this filthy and dirty way of life, or any other alien way of life. We will have some Hindu lifestyle in our lives if we don't follow that perfect lifestyle of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the perfect Islam. We will have other things which will be in our life which will be totally harmful for us. So Allah has given us that perfect lifestyle, and that is what we should follow, and that is what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had. And it is in this dunya also that Allah, وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا, Allah chose him, and whoever will follow that will be also from the chosen people of Allah Ta'ala in dunya. And آخِرَتْ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, those people who have got salah, who have got goodness in them, who have got perfection in them, and this is that perfect perfection, complete perfection, that way of life Allah gave us. And it is quite clear that that beautiful way which Allah Ta'ala explained for our deen, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum, I perfected your deen and completed it for you, and I've given you my greatest ni'mat and my greatest favor, and that is that I've chosen Islam as your way of life. If we don't have that way of life, and whatever extent we have another way of life, so much of idiocy and stupidity will be in our lives, for our dunya also, our akhirat also, our dressing also, our education of our children also, in everything, our lifestyle also, how we spend our holidays also, everything must be according to Millat Ibrahim, according to the perfect deen of Islam. And if we choose any other way, then we are just bringing harm and stupidity within our lives. So Allah has given us this perfect example, and then Allah explains this to the end of the Supara, which is about 2 pages, that all the other Anbiya, even Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, from whom came all the Anbiya of Bani Israel, they all, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, also taught the same deen to their people. Today, if they regarding their deen as a different deen, then this is, they are trying to fool themselves and trying to fool the people. Otherwise, the deen of Allah is that one deen. And as we will read in the ayats in front, we will see that Allah Ta'ala gave that perfect deen to all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah perfected it and completed it and permanently with the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the deen of Islam, and at the hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah gave the whole world this complete and perfect deen. Now when this is ready made in front for us to have, like the most wonderful meal is prepared for us, and then we want to still go and buy ingredients and we want to start cooking, we have a ready meal and the best meal that can ever be. It is now for us to consume that meal. So the best deen has been given to us. Now we must practice upon that deen, not to fight amongst ourselves, not to try and find that this is also permissible, that is also permissible, but this perfect deen which has been given clearly to us, it is for us to follow it and reap the full benefits and the great enjoyment and release it and find the great benefits of it. May Allah bless us all with this reality and make us also amongst His chosen ones and akhirat amongst the salihin. Subhanallah.